Everyone's doing well, having a wonderful week. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Praise God. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Sister Susan? Oh, goodness. All right, great. We'll definitely keep him in our prayers. Anyone else on the right side tonight? Okay, anyone on the left side? Sister Linda, go ahead. I'm sorry. Absolutely. That's the Lord to touch. Yes, ma'am. Great. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Congregation? I don't want to miss anybody. Okay.
A little under the weather. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I've got my oldest grandson and his girlfriend. They're both under the weather right now. And ask the Lord to touch them. If you have an unspoken or another prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we just turn all of our attention on you. May we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to worship you, dear Lord, ready to receive your word this evening, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity we have. Dear Lord, now you've heard the spoken prayer request and you've seen the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, we're placing each and every situation into your mighty hands. Lord, we know, dear Lord, that you've conquered depression, you've conquered cancer. Lord, all the other sicknesses going around right now, dear Lord. And for those that are sick and shut in and not able to be with us right now, dear Lord, may they feel your holy presence. Dear Lord, for those traveling, Lord, just touching each and every one of them. Dear Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we also want to lift up our teens and our young people's class this evening. Lord, we know that you just have a special place for the young ones in your heart. And Lord, we just love and praise you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, 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 amen. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood?
Jesus with a cleansing pipe. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this time? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Just love the Lord this evening. You might be seated if you can. Turn around and just wave at somebody and tell them how much Jesus loves them. How much He loves you. Praise. Amen. Each and every one. That's right. Just love the Lord. I know it's a busy time of year. We want to be, like I said, as we prayed earlier, for those that are going through so much right now at this holiday season, those that have lost. And just want to ask the Lord, just continue to touch and be with our service tonight. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Excuse me. Miss Penny, could you give us the announcements on the plaque practice for this weekend? Do you have those times for Saturday?
Saturday is 12 o'clock. We'll eat first, fit them for costumes, and they have dress rehearsal. And then Sunday morning, I believe at 9. Is that what we decided?
9
Everybody needs to be here by 9 so they have time to get dressed and we can run through it.
Absolutely. And also, we will have Sunday school classes Sunday morning. The only thing we'll do is the adult class that meets up here, we'll meet downstairs where they have the pews that are lined up outside the children's Sunday school class. So if you get opportunity, don't forget Sunday school and all that we do and all the many things going forward. Be in much prayer. A lot of work goes into this, and God just continues to bless, and we just want to praise His name. Any other announcements? All right. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening?
Yes. Lord, we ask you to bless them forever, Lord. Lord, let us give you the praise that you deserve, Lord. Bless all those who are not able to be here, Lord, whether they be sick in body
yes.
or sick in mind. We know, Lord, you can touch them, Lord. Bless this offering for the program of my work, Lord. Bless all those who have gifts.
Amen.
Just cry, Jesus.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to be like Him. Though often I fail and bring Him much shame, it's my
page 382 at the bottom, and then it flips over to page 383. Great message. It says, I would not be denied. Persistency pays off, does it not? Just like faithfulness does. We're going to have to do it in a higher key, but I think.
We usually do it in D.
Huh? Lower? I start. When pangs of destiny
do be flat.
I'll feel free to jump on in there. Just jump right in there when it chance you get. When pangs of death seized on my soul. I would.
church. Keep on going.
Don't sing a song like that right before you have to speak. Especially when your breath gets shorter as the days go by. My, isn't God good? All the time. Amen. Good to hear these good reports. Know that God has been busy this week. He's busy every week. Amen. Aren't you glad that He's never too busy to hear from us, though? No matter how little or insignificant we think our situation is, or our prayer request, God is always willing to listen and able to heal, to understand and lift us up in times of trouble or whatever the case may be. Well, it's just good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. We don't have quite as many tonight as we did Sunday night, but wasn't Sunday night a wonderful time in the Lord? Amen. I heard so many people talking about it, and some have even come to some of the preachers and wanted to, this thing to be something that is planned even as much as quarterly. So that would be four times a year, if my quarters are right. So that's something that we may be talking about or maybe putting something into being about that. So it's good to have fellowship, and it's good to know that we're not the only ones serving the Lord and not the only ones just preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of 2 Corinthians as we prepare to bring to you what the Lord has stirred my heart with this week, and I pray that it will be a blessing to the hearers tonight. In the 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, I want to begin with verse number 14. Thank you for standing. The reading of God's holy and precious word. Again, the book of 2 Corinthians, beginning in verse 14 of chapter 5. The writer says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. For those who have gathered here tonight, God, with a hunger in their soul, Father, I pray that you would send down that heavenly manna, God, to feed us, God, to nurture us and to help us grow. Father, I pray, God, that you would reach out to those who are in need of prayer tonight. Many are sick, many are afflicted. Father, many just need a touch from you. And Lord, I know that you're aware of each and every need. And by faith, we reach out to you tonight, God, to touch and anoint them. Father, we pray, God, that you would be with our teens and our younger children tonight, God, to bless them as they study your word. We ask you now humbly, God, just to anoint these lips of clay. God, speak through this vessel tonight. God, that you would have us to hear, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And Father, we'll always look to you to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Tonight may be a little unusual, and I know you hear me say that quite often because sometimes on Wednesday night the Lord seemingly leads me in an unusual or a different situation. But nevertheless, I'm going to give to you what the Lord laid upon my heart. From that particular passage of Scripture from the Apostle Paul, talking about the flesh of Christ when he walked on the earth, and that we have him no more in the flesh, but we still have him, but we have him in a better situation. We have him in the Spirit, amen. And because we've been infilled with that Spirit, we walk in a new life. We walk in a different area than we did before Christ came and gave his life. And tonight I would like to title this message or this lesson, The Next Chapter. The Next Chapter. And as I gave it to them in the back, I said, I usually give them the scripture, and then I followed that up with the next chapter, and I said, don't print the whole next chapter. That's not what my point was. My point is, tonight I want to talk about the next chapter in our lives. You know, as we near the end and the closing of one year,
with life, that always starts the beginning of another year. Now, I'm not about resolutions tonight. Resolutions are easily made and sometimes very difficult to keep. Never been one to really make or have resolutions, but I do believe that there's spiritual goals that we can set. I do believe that there's things that we can focus on in the next year, and that's what the Lord has laid upon my heart, and I want to share those things with you tonight if I possibly can. First of all, the writer said that after the infilling of the Spirit, we become a new creature. I mean, he's thankful that we're not what we used to be. Amen. Regardless of your past, regardless of how bad you was or even how good you was, and even though that we may have been good in our flesh, we needed the Spirit of the Lord. And I think everybody's in total agreement with that, that we needed the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for our sinful nature. So we have, in fact, become a new creature, and that's a good thing. We may look the same. We may have some of the same likes and dislikes that we once did, but we walk in a different light. And how many is thankful that we do walk in a different light? The Lord tells us that He is the light of the world, and if we follow in Him and walk in the Spirit, then we are going to be a new creature. Another promising thing that He says is old things are passed away. Now, everything hadn't passed away from our memory. I mean, He knows we still take a chance to go down memory lane. Many times you'll take out an album. You'll begin to look at an album. You'll begin to look at photos. Or in this day and time, you'll look at last year's photos on your phone or the last 3 or 4 years. Or if you're on Facebook, they'll bring some to your remembrance of 5 or 10 years ago. And instantly you're transformed back to that day and that hour. And you see the changes that have taken place, not only in our appearance, but in the world itself. And it causes us a little time of reflection and kind of walk down memory lane. But the Bible tells us that our past chapters, our past battles, our past sins are a thing that is forgotten now. Old things are passed away. There's no way that we can go back and eradicate the things that we've done in life. Many of us have made wrong decisions. Many of us have had disappointments. We've had setbacks. And that's because we're human. I mean, knows that because we're human, everything's not going to go as we plan. How many remembers when you were very small in school and an adult would ask you, what are you going to be when you grow up? How many has actually reached that aspiration in doing exactly what they thought that they would do when they was in the first or second grade? Maybe some of you have, but I would say the majority of people, their aspirations in their lives have changed tremendously to the days of when they aspire to be something else. A lot of the guys wanted to be football players or this, that, and the other. Let me know, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. You have to have the talent as well. But the Bible tells us here, the writer says, that because you're a new creature, old things have passed away. And we still see those things. We still have those things in our remembrance. But how many is thankful that our old life is under the blood of Jesus Christ? Amen. We're so thankful for that. And we often understand that even though we walked in sin and had sin in our life, we still remember those things. But the Lord does not remember those things. Isn't that a blessing to know that when we walk in a new life, that the old things are passed away? And then he follows that up and he says, all things have become new. And so many times we think about that all things is becoming new is all things is going to be great. Because usually new things are great, aren't they? But listen, we're in life. We're in a human body. All things are new. Sometimes there's new disappointments. Sometimes there are new setbacks. Sometimes there's new issues and there's new problems. But the thing about it is we walk in a different light now. The things that would have stumbled us years ago before the light of the Lord Jesus Christ was in our life may just be something that temporarily causes us to wait a minute. You know, I got to get victory over that. But we now have a helper. We now have the comforter in the form of the Holy Ghost that lives within us, leads us and guides us. And I'm so thankful for that because I don't want to go back to the way it was before Jesus Christ came into my life. But even though all things are new, some of those things are going to be new. Some of them are going to be exciting. Some of them are going to be good. You're going to have good times and great times. But understand, as long as we're in a body of flesh, there are going to be some setbacks and some disappointments and unfortunately even some heartache. But the Lord has promised us what? That I will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay, I said it's not about resolution. It's about the closing of the last chapter. You're going to hear from me tonight refer to the chapters a lot. That's because how the Lord kind of opened it up in my mind this week as I was just kind of reminiscing in anticipation of the next year and you know, the plans and things that normally you do, whether you set them down in goals or whatever, you're usually looking forward and remembering the last year and kind of wanting to rectify some things or new direction in this area or whatever the case may be, and you begin to contemplate on those things. And as a book, using that as an analogy, again, there's nothing you and I can do about the last chapter. I want you to understand that last chapter has been written in your life. Not the last chapter, but the last chapter of your ongoing life or of your ongoing book. There's things that you're proud of. There's things that you probably are ashamed of. There's things that you said, oh, I wish I hadn't done it that way. Maybe there's things in your life said, oh, man, yeah, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I'd have done this another way. But that chapter is written. That chapter's in the past. And we can do a couple of things for that. We can let the next chapter just be blank and let it write itself. Or we can learn from the last chapter. I would venture to say that we would be better off to learn from the last chapter, learn from the last year, learn from those things that have happened in our life. It is a chance to listen. I want you to pay very close attention to this. It is a chance to amend or extend last year's events. Amend or extend. Is it going to be the same old thing in this chapter as it was the last chapter? Now, you may have had a great chapter. You may have had a lot of wonderful things happen in your life. And I would venture to say that most of us do. You know what happens, though? We tend to dwell on the negative things that happened during the year, or the bad things that happened, or the shortcomings, and don't praise God enough, me included, for the good things that has happened in the last chapter of our book or our life. We tend to think and moan and groan over the things that didn't go the way that we wanted to. So it's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to us, it's up to an individual. Do we look at last year and we amend it, or do we extend it? And the Lord began to speak to me. Yeah, there's things that you could have done better. There's things that you needed to do that maybe you didn't do. This is an opportunity. Because you know what the next chapter is? It's blank pages. The last chapter are full. Well, we could talk about a lot of things that happened during the year. How many had something good happen to you last year? Praise God. Now, just as a show of hands, how many had some setbacks? Some disappointments. That's life. That's life. And my point is, and God showed me this, or didn't really show me this, it's not a revelation by any means at all. He reminded me of this. I can't go back and change anything that's happened this past year. If it's something I need to repent of, I need to repent of. If it's something I need to testify of, I need to testify of it. If it's something I need to learn from, then I need to learn from it. But it's an opportunity for me to amend the very next chapter. Now, we're about to go into a brand new year. And what that means is the first day of the rest of your life. And what are we going to do with it? Well, there's some key notes here that I've kind of written down. And I call them key notes, not because I've written them down, but it's some things that can remind us. And some of these things are old-fashioned. Some of these things are redundant. You've heard them over and over and over again. But how many know sometimes we just need to be reminded of how good God is, how gracious He is, and how wonderful it is just to be alive. There's a seasonal program that comes on. In fact, one of my all-time favorite, and it's called Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life. Because he gets into such a situation, and it's bad, and he thinks that, you know, he'd be better off if he never was alive. And the story goes on, and you know, the little angel comes in kind of as actually helps him as his guardian angel and begins to show him how many people's lives that he has affected in his life and what would happen to all those people had he not been alive. And then at the end of the thing, he kind of comes to his senses and he's very thankful for the life. I would venture to say that everyone here under the sound of my voice tonight has had at some time in your life a very positive impact on a number of people's lives. Some you may know about, others you may never know. It may be a simple thing as giving somebody a cheery hello. It may be giving somebody the courtesy of letting them pull in front of you. Because that doesn't happen a whole lot in this world. Penny and I was talking about today. How many people want to jump right in front of you? Whether it's in a car, whether it's in line, it doesn't matter. Everybody's always in a bigger hurry than retired folks, I reckon. Because I'll just kind of let them go on. But I would assure you that there's things in your life that you have affected people's lives. And you are here for a purpose. So the last or the previous chapters cannot be changed. But there's certainly something we can do about the future and about our upcoming walk with the Lord. And we can learn. The first keynote that I wrote, and this maybe, if it might help you, it might not mean anything at all to you. But I think the first and foremost thing that we need to do in our next chapter, in our next day, in our next month, in our next year, should the Lord delay his coming or even allow us. You see, I said it tonight. I'm at the age where I'm thankful for every day. When I was younger, I used to just be thankful for the good days. I'm thankful for the bad days now because I still get a chance to experience those bad days because I'm still alive. I'm still vertical, and that's a blessing. And that's the thing sometimes you overlook when you're a very young person. But the longer you're here, the more that you're thankful for the very breath of life. So in my next chapter, in my future, in my plans and my aspirations, the first thing that I want to do is keep Jesus Christ as the central figure and focus of my life, of everything that I do. Not just worship service, not just in my ministry, but in every decision that I make. In every day that I get up, I want to consult him. Man, how many knows he's a counselor? Who knows he's the best guy that we can ever have? I want to keep him as the focus. And I know we do that, but we need to make a really good effort, a strong effort, to even do more of that in the next chapter of our life. Many of us, myself, maybe mainly, as it may be over toward the end of the book a little. Maybe, I don't want to say the end, but really past the middle. When, what is the over the hill but coasting? But, you know, I want to make a difference, not only in my life, but people's lives that I meet. So in order to do that, they're not going to really care or remember that much about Eddie, but they will remember that Jesus Christ is alive and well in your life. And they'll see that, and they'll understand that. And the best way to do that is keep him centrally focused in everything that I do, my whole entire life, everything. I want the Lord to be the central figure. The second thing, and I am really trying to do this, pray about everything. You know, certain times in my life, there were certain things that I would pray for. Most of the time, it was because I was in need of something, or I needed a blessing, or I needed an opportunity, or I needed the Lord to heal, or I needed the Lord to move. And certainly, he is that and all of that and more. But I'm learning now in my life, I want to pray about everything. I want to pray about every part of my life. I want to pray about my grandchildren. I want to pray about my members in the church. I want to pray about every situation. We know we have prayer requests, and we know we have the text blasts, and thank God for those reminders to pray. You know, that's a way to get instantly somebody on the prayer line. You just send out a text blast, and people start praying immediately. When you say praying, you better be praying, not just send the message praying, but stop that moment. And that's caused me to pray a lot during the day. And I want to pray about everything. I want to pray about every situation. I want to pray about every service that we have. I want to pray about every ministry, every song that goes out, every sermon, everything. I want to be sanctioned with prayer. And these are things that will cause this next chapter to be greater than the previous chapters. Thirdly, I want to listen to the voice of God. We've talked about this time and time again. Most of our prayers, a lot of our prayers, are one-sided prayers. We're praying and asking and petitioning and sometimes not listening to the voice of God. First of all, let me just remind us that God knows about everything in your life. He knows about every blessing. He knows about every need. He knows about every situation, every hardship you're going through. really doesn't need any great details. What he needs is your faith to believe that he's going to do something about what you are asking him to do. And many, many times, just that sweet, still, small voice to let you know, I understand, I'm working on it now, I'm going to create a miracle, one just for you, amen, and I'm going to make that thing happen for you. So we need to listen to the voice of God. Don't listen to strangers trying to tell you something different. There's a lot of people out there that actually are discouragers. They'll get you down. They'll get you lower than low, and they'll tell you it's never going to be any better and this, that, and the other. But we really, as Christians, need to learn to listen to the voice of God. Amen. Can I get a witness to that? We just really need to understand to listen to God. And next is this is very, very important. Learn to release. Learn to release. We just said a while ago, nothing we can do about last chapter. It's done. It's printed. It's out. It's already done. But there's things that we can say, you know what? I'm going to release this. I'm not going to carry this over to the next chapter. Because it was too bad. I'm believing and I'm praying for God to touch. I'm praying for God to intercede. I'm praying for God to deliver. I'm praying God to open that door. And this next chapter is going to be about praise and glorifying God and walking by faith and not by sight and listening to God and praying about everything and keeping Christ central in my life. So learn to release. Release those problems. Amen. Do we believe God can fix problems? Do we really believe that? And in this walk of life, we said all things are new. There will be new problems. Everybody knows that. With their expectation of next year's good things, we know that there's problems down the road. I mean, if you didn't have any problems whatsoever in your last chapter, then maybe you want to continue doing what you're doing. But if you're like most people, well, there's problems and we will have problems too. But that doesn't mean we fail God. That doesn't mean God's aggravated at us or mad at us. It's an opportunity for God to be God in our life. So release those problems. Release those failures. Somebody told me one time, if you've never failed at anything, you've never really accomplished anything. Because most of the people who have accomplished things in their life failed several times. The great inventors of the world, many, many times the first inventions fell flat, did not, but they were persistent. Amen? They continued to keep trying, keep on keeping on. So release those problems, release those failures, and certainly release those disappointments. Don't drag those same disappointments into the next chapter and begin this next chapter exactly like the last one ended. Because that's not what faith is about. Faith is believing that God's going to make a way, even when there seemeth not a way. And this one seems so simple, but yet I think it's very profound. Enjoy and celebrate life. Listen to how that's said. Enjoy and celebrate life. It didn't say enjoy and celebrate life's events or life's problems, but enjoy and celebrate the very fact that you are breathing, that you are alive, that you have the opportunity to face problems, that you have the opportunity to climb those mountains. And once you've climbed that mountain, you look back over what God has brought you from and how God has blessed you and God has helped you. And I will assure you, you can always look around and find somebody that's worse off than you are. So learn to enjoy life. Learn to celebrate life. Be thankful for every day. I still love Brother Keith saying, when you ask him sometimes, how you doing? He said, I'm blessed. My feet hit the floor this morning. And you think about that, you know, a lot of people are not able to give that testimony. He said, well, I wasn't able to get up this morning. But every day, you thank the Lord for that day. Now, this is not about resolutions. I said that before, but I want to reiterate that now. Set realistic goals and stay true to them. It's not how many goals you set. It's how many goals you keep. Realistic goals. So many resolutions are things that, you know, Lord have mercy, they set some of those things and maybe 2 months into the next year, they've done forgot all about them. But let your goals be anointed by God. spiritual goals. You can incorporate material goals and natural goals too, but always be first and foremost about spiritual goals. For instance, Lord, I want to read more of your word this year. Now, that's great. Now, the common person might say, Lord, I want to read 3 chapters a day for the next 365 days. And then if we don't do that, we feel really bad about it because we've made a promise and we didn't fulfill it. But if we say, Lord, I want to read more of your word, that's a realistic goal, is it not? Lord, I want to pray more this year. Lord, I want to learn to fast more. Fasting is a very difficult thing for a human being to do. So many times when we set a fast or put a fast upon ourselves, and it's really, really difficult, and we end up saying, and the devil trying to make you sick with a headache and all this, but just say, Lord, I want to learn to fast more. And I want to learn to pray more. I want to learn to believe more. Lord, I want to be a testimony. I want to be a witness. Set realistic goals and stay true to them. Sometimes we make so many goals, we end up not keeping all of them, but stay true to those goals. I've heard something several times in the last months, and I want to repeat it to you. It is not the power of water that erodes rocks. It is the persistence of the water over the years that erodes the rocks or make the big rocks smaller and smoother. Persistency. So many times we think strong and powerful and things, when sometimes just a persistent prayer, persistent seeking God, amen, will accomplish a lot more. This one is very important. Well, they may not be important to you, but as the Lord was bringing these things, I was saying, Lord, I got to write these down because I want to apply them to my life. This one says, give people the benefit of the doubt. First impressions, judgmental. How many times have we been wrong? Give people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes you may be abused when you do that. Sometimes you may be disappointed. They may let you down. But then I thought, as God reminded, how many times have I let God down? And I'm glad he gave me the benefit of the doubt. I'm glad he kept pricking my heart. I'm glad he kept working with me. I'm glad he kept picking me back up and dusting me off and said, come on now, walk the straight line. And I would falter again, and he would again lift me up. Amen. So learn as a Christian, learn as a brother or sister in Christ, to give people the benefit of the doubt. Now, they may hurt your feelings, but be prepared sometimes for hurt feelings. Did not they do the same thing to Christ? He was called a devil. He was called a Beelzebub, a blasphemer. They called him all manner of things, spit at him, done all kind of things to him. But you know what? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So give people the benefit of the doubt. Forgive others. Forgive others. Whether they forgive you or not, forgive others. Now, I'm talking about our personal chapter, okay, that we're writing. And I believe if we'll, and you may have a lot more things that you can incorporate, and I'm sure that there are. And you may have personal goals and things that you can set aside too. But whatever it is, to ensure that the next year or the next few days or the next few months, I want to do more for the Lord. I want to be a better example. I want the Lord to shine through my life more so than what I did in my last chapter or my last year or my last few months of worshiping and praising the Lord. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you've done everything possible to please the Lord, everything possible to walk in a new life, there's always opportunity to do more. How many believe that? I don't believe we can get to a point where we do too much for God, or where they can let the light of the Lord shine too bright in our life.
That's right.
So the Lord has let me know, whatever you've done, there's opportunity still out there. There's people still to be won to Christ. So give people benefit of the doubt. Now, don't get this one wrong, and don't go tell some people that you can't associate with them anymore. That's not my point. My point is, learn to surround yourself with positive people. Positive people. Faithful people. People that will lift you up. If you're not careful, and that don't mean you got to be hateful to them. That don't mean that you got to disown them. That don't mean that you can't even fellowship them. But surround yourself with positive people. That's the reason that church attendance is so very important. It's not that we can get a big number. It's not that we can say we got more people than the church down the road. But when you come together with brothers and sisters who love you for who you are, and they got they worship the same God, and they worship in the same manner, and they can lift you up, and they can pray for you, and they can give you an encouraging word, and those are positive people and positive people around you that you work with. I know that we can't choose the people we work with, but you know we can surround ourselves as much as possible with positive people. And you know what? Let me just go ahead and say this. If you're going to surround yourself with positive people, you be a positive person too. Man, don't be that person that people say, oh, man, they ain't never got anything good to say. You better be careful of them. Be that person that uplifts somebody. It doesn't cost anything more to give somebody a compliment or to lift them up or encourage them. My grandmother could always find something good to say about somebody. It didn't matter if everybody else run them down. She would find something good to say about that person. So surround yourself with positive people, faithful people. Almost next to the last one. Read the word and apply it. Not be hearers of the word only, but doers of the word as well. How many knows that this is a perfect instructional book? Amen. It will help us. So read the word, apply it to our life. And finally, be spirit-led. Be spirit-led. Many times I think we want to lead the Spirit in our life. We want to tend to tell the Spirit what we need, where we're going, how we want to operate and all that. But be spirit-led. And the Bible talks constantly about the Spirit that is within us and being led by the Spirit. And this is just a bonus. I throw this one in. Forget the past. Forget the past. I said a while ago, you know, that's an impossibility. We're going to always remember those things, but we got to learn to let go of the past and forget the past, especially the things that we did before Christ came into our life. And I want to use the scripture tonight. It's Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. You can probably recite it or quote it. But the Apostle Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul had a lot of things in his past. Many, many times, if he just dwelt on those things, it would have interfered what his ministry was. But Christ saw something in Saul on his road to Damascus, and that's when he came to that conversion and went on to be a wonderful minister, evangelist, pastor, starting churches, and wrote epistle after epistle in the Bible. So thank God for that. I'm going to leave you with this. People in the Bible who had a chance to write another chapter. Aren't you glad God doesn't cast us off when we have one bad chapter in our life? You remember the story of Jacob and how that he and his mother were deceivers and even lied and stole the birthright. Got ahead of God. But you know what? That wasn't the last chapter of his life. You know, Jacob went on, even wrestled with the devil. That song that a while ago that Penny was playing made me think of this when I was singing that song. Jacob in the days of old wrestled with the Lord. But he stayed on and wouldn't let go until he got that blessing. In the latter years, they changed his name. God changed his name to Israel. And he became the father, you know, that great nation, or Abraham through him, through his descendants. So he did have a bad chapter, and probably, if we're honest, we've had some bad chapters. God really beat me up about some of the chapters in my life, some of the things in my book, but thank God he's given me an opportunity to write a new chapter.
Thank you, Lord.
David had a bad chapter, did he not? David learned to repent, wrote so many wonderful psalms, but David sinned and knew he did, and he repented. Sinned against God, but God honored and blessed him and give him an opportunity to rewrite those or to write a chapter, and he became a great king, great victories, many wonderful things happened through the anointing of God on David's life. We all know the disastrous story of Jonah. He probably thought that was the last chapter when he was in the belly of that whale, but God gave him another opportunity, and after that disastrous thing, he hit the ground running. He ran to Nineveh then, and God spared his life. And probably some of our chapters in our life wondered how in the world we ever made it through that. It was because of God's grace and mercy and allowing us another opportunity to continue our life and write another chapter. Samson, he found his strength and was able to write another chapter. Peter, who said, "No, Lord, I'll never deny you." Not only did he deny him, he did it three times. But he repented. God had mercy on him. And he was able to write so many of the scriptures that you and I read today. Even standing on the day of Pentecost and declaring that Jesus Christ was Lord. The Apostle Paul that I just mentioned just a while ago. What a change was made in his life. If there was ever a direct change, I mean a complete turnabout, it was the Apostle Paul, his early life. And I leave us with this. What will your next chapter be? Will it be the same old thing? Or will it be a brand new start? Brand new opportunity. And you know it's not written with ink. That's not what I'm talking about. It's written with our activities and what we're going to do with the days that the Lord gives us. Brother Jim knows O'Neill outside. He said it's a brand new day. Brand new day. What are you going to do with it? You know, brand new opportunity. The sun's come up. This is your opportunity. What are you going to do with that brand new day? As we approach a brand new year, you know, let's just don't be in the same old doldrum that we was. Let's live and expect each and every day a blessing from God. God bless you. I just gave you what the Lord gave me this week, and I hope it's a blessing to you. If it's not, don't blame God. Just blame me because I didn't present it well. But if nobody else got it, the Lord kind of rake me over the coals with it this week. And I'm already starting and anticipating and planning on my new chapter. Amen. Would you stand? God bless you. We love you. Appreciate you so very much. We do want to share with you now, this coming Sunday will be our Christmas presentation, Christmas morning. You already know about the practice on Saturday. And then hopefully Sunday night, we've got one that's wanting to be baptized. So we're looking forward to that. And then we'll continue with our services. Probably, this is what I'm anticipating now. This is probably going to be the schedule. We will have Sunday morning service after Christmas Day. Christmas Day is Saturday. So we will have a Sunday morning service. But I know a lot of people going to be tired out from the holiday, so we will not have a Sunday night service the day after Christmas, okay? But Christmas, the Sunday morning after Christmas Day, I think it'll be good if we gather and have our regular Sunday morning service. And then that night, spend time with your family and enjoy the ending of the season. Now, if you're like me, when I was going to school, I wanted Christmas to last a solid week instead of just one day, because then one day it was over, and then, man, you know, play with your toys and then go back to school. So will that be all right with everybody? God bless you. Y'all such sweet people. Brother Jim, come dismiss us with a word of prayer. If you have a prayer need tonight, please come forward. We'll pray with you. We don't want to give you an opportunity to have prayer. So if you need prayer, I believe Sister Linda wanted prayer. So let's gather around and pray for those who need prayer. Hello. How many knows God's able?
Yes.
He's still in the healing business. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Praise. All believers together. Wait for a touch. A miracle. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come on behalf of our sister, Lord, we know, God, that you are able. God, there is nothing impossible with you, God, if you say, if any are sick, continued prayers.
Amen. Sister Linda, you're going to have a blessed night. We're just going to continue to pray that the Lord will complete that healing process.
Yes, amen.
God bless you, church. We love you so much, Brother Jim.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Again, continue with all the prayer requests, and we're just going to claim healing. Sister Linda, we just love you, and we love the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. And anyone watching online, so much for you. We want to welcome you, and thank you for joining us tonight or at a later date. If you do have a prayer request, please put it in the comments section. We'll be glad to pray with you. All righty, within with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Don't forget all the announcements and all the activities. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name.
Lord.
Dear Lord, thank you again for allowing us to gather together in your name and in your house. Lord, if your word has been read tonight and your message has been brought forth, dear Lord, may it just pierce our hearts and, the Lord, in our minds. Dear Lord, may we be strengthened by you. Lord, may us now, as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and we thank you for this healing. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.